The Cross and Righteousness by Faith. Having visited the churches in Pisidia, Paul, and Silas, with Timothy, pressed on into Phrygia and Galatia, where they proclaimed the glad tidings. The Galatians were given up to the worship of idols, but they rejoiced in the message that promised freedom from the thraldom of sin. Paul and his fellow workers proclaimed the doctrine of righteousness by faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ. Seeing the helpless condition of the fallen race, Christ came to redeem men and women by living a life of obedience to God's law and by paying the penalty of disobedience. In the light of the cross, many began to comprehend the greatness of the Father's love. By the hearing of faith, they received the Spirit of God and became the children of God, by faith in Christ. Paul's life among the Galatians was such that he could afterward say, "I beseech you, be as I am." He was enabled to rise above bodily infirmities and present Jesus as the sinner's only hope. Those who heard him knew he had been with Jesus. He was able to tear down the strongholds of Satan. Hearts were broken by his presentation of the love of God revealed in the sacrifice of his only begotten Son. Throughout his ministry among the Gentiles, the apostle kept before them the cross of Calvary. The consecrated messengers who carried to a perishing world the glad tidings of salvation allowed no self-exaltation to mar their presentation of Christ and Him crucified. They coveted neither authority nor preeminence. Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, was the burden of their teaching. If those who today teach the Word of God would uplift the cross of Christ higher, their ministry would be far more successful. Christ's death proves God's love for man. It is our pledge of salvation. To remove the cross from the Christian would be like blotting the sun from the sky. The cross brings us near to God, reconciling us to Him. From the cross shines the light of the Savior's love, and when the sinner looks up to the one who died to save him, he may rejoice, for his sins are pardoned. Kneeling in faith at the cross, he has reached the highest place to which man can attain. Can we wonder that Paul exclaimed, "God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ"? It is our privilege also to glory in the cross. Then with the light that streams from Calvary shining in our faces, we may go forth to reveal this light to those in darkness.